Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and on today's Basic Gospel program, we continue with our study through the Simple Gospel Simply Grace Study Guide, based on the book of the same title by Bob Christopher. I hope you have your copy. If not, you can go online to basicgospel.net and click the Simple Gospel book link on the right-hand side of the home page. Now, this is a study edition, so we will not be taking live calls today, but the voicemail line is always open, so you can get your questions to us at 844-322-2742. Again, that number is 844-322-2742. But for right now, it's Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today we're on page 15 of the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace Study Guide. We're talking about repentance, what it means to change our minds, and how the grace of God moves our hearts and minds from what we once thought was life and meaning and purpose and all of those things to the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that's truly what repentance is all about. So if you have your study guide, turn to page 15, and we will begin our study there. Now, to set this up, it was almost 21 years ago that my dad tragically and suddenly passed away. It was November 9th of 1999. He was 68 years of age. I got a call from my sister Lisa really early in the morning to tell me that Dad didn't make it. He had gone to the emergency room the night before. The emergency room doctors treated him for flu-like symptoms and sent him home. They didn't give him an EKG, even though Dad talked about chest pain and talked about shortness of breath. They just treated him as if he had the flu. Now, Dad had an appointment the next day, and the emergency room physician said, "You need to keep that appointment. Make sure you go to that appointment." But something stirred him early in the morning and caused him to get up out of bed, and as he was walking from his bed to the bathroom down the hall, he just fell down. Mom heard a big thump, and she went into the hallway, and she knew that that was Dad's final breath. She looked at him and just saw death in his eyes. She worked through all the emotion of that, called 911. The ambulance driver show up, the EMTs, and they start trying to resuscitate him. They take him to the emergency room where he had visited the night before, and about 20 minutes later, they pronounced him dead. That was one of the hardest times in my life as a human being, to say goodbye to my dad. He meant everything to me. He was my hero. If I had a hero, he was it. I never will forget that morning as I heard the news, and tears welled up in my eyes, and pain overcame me. Coleman and Mackenzie and Caitlin all were there to comfort me, and we went. Gina got us all tickets to fly from Dallas to Atlanta so that we could be there for the funeral, and my friends Wade and Richard and Tom all kind of helped escort me through that process, through that pain. But why I tell this story is because as I looked at my dad in that casket, something came over me about the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ died for that moment so that we could have hope, knowing that my dad was absent from the body and present with the Lord. So often we miss the purpose of resurrection. We miss why Jesus was raised to life. So often we simply look at it as God validating Jesus Christ, as God validating what took place on the cross, as God validating Jesus' claims to be God. But there was a practical purpose in Jesus being raised from the dead, and that was so that you and I could be raised as well, raised to walk in the newness of life. Now, so often we look at Christianity as a self-improvement program, as something that will make our lives better as human beings. But God had something else in mind. It was death, burial, and resurrection. And God, through the death of my father, really brought that into clear focus for me. And so my mind had to be aligned with God's as far as his purpose and his plan for my life. And that's the same for every single human being. If we're going to really be caught up into the story of grace, if we're really going to be caught up into the story of death, burial, and resurrection, our minds need to be changed to see that plan for what it really is. And that changing of the mind is what the Bible calls repentance. And we're going to spend some time today looking at repentance, and we're going to look at it through the lens of Paul's story. And so if you will turn to page 15 of our study guide and Acts chapter 9, that's where we're going to spend some time today. And then we're going to move to John chapter 11. And those are two passages that are really going to help us see what repentance is all about. Now, in the middle of page 15, we read this: Paul's thinking before encountering Jesus did not line up at all with God's perspective. He knew the Old Testament. Paul knew the Old Testament, but he missed the author of those scriptures. So as Jesus said to the Pharisees in John chapter 5, you diligently study the scriptures in hopes that in doing so, you will find the way to eternal life. But these are the scriptures that bear witness of me, and yet you refuse to turn to me for life. So the Pharisees, they studied the scriptures, but they missed Jesus. Paul was the same way. He studied the scriptures. He knew the Old Testament, but he missed the author of those scriptures. He embraced the law, but was totally at odds with its intended purpose. God's intended purpose for the law was to show us our need for Jesus and to hold our hands until that moment when Christ, the message of Christ, touched our heart so that we could turn to him by faith and receive eternal life to be saved. So he embraced the law, but was totally at odds with its intended purpose. He was a staunch apologist for the Jewish way of life, but was blind to the real blessing of being a descendant of Abraham. So he was caught up in his ancestry, his bloodline, his heritage, but he missed the real blessing of being a descendant of Abraham. So Paul needed his mind changed, what the Bible calls repentance. So that's our setup for today. And we're going to look at his story as Luke tells it in Acts chapter 9. So the first two verses of Acts chapter 9, Luke tells us this: But Paul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. So this is the start of Paul's story as revealed to us in the Word of God. We first encounter Paul in Acts chapter 8. He is there as Stephen is being stoned, and he is condoning that act. He feels that Stephen should have indeed been stoned. Why? Because he was disrupting the Jewish way of life. And Paul, being the zealous one, said, hey, I am going to do everything in my power. I am going to use my zeal for Judaism to compel me to do whatever I can to rid the world of this crazy new sect called Christianity, or called the Way. So here in chapter 9, we ask the question, what was Paul's purpose in going to Damascus? Well, he was going to Damascus to arrest men and women who belonged to the way, who had identified with Jesus Christ, who had identified themselves in his death, his burial, and his resurrection. So what was his mindset toward Christianity? Well, he was against Christianity. He was against Jesus Christ. He was anti-Christ in his thinking and in his spirit and in his actions. That was Paul's mind concerning Christianity. And that mindset was moving him to take that journey from Jerusalem to Damascus to arrest Christians, to arrest men and women who had been identified as belonging to the way. Now, the next question that we ask in our study guide is this: what happened to Paul along the way? Well, we read that in verses 3 and 4. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" So what happened to Paul? Well, he was stopped dead in his tracks. He was stopped dead in his tracks by a blinding light that was from heaven. And in that light, as Paul fell down to the ground, he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now, here at this very moment, a mind change starts to happen. And I want us to take a look at how this mind change takes place, how repentance takes place for you and me. And we're going to do that as we come back from this short break. Well, this month, August, is the fifth anniversary for the release of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. It is a book that has been answering the question, how is the Christian life really supposed to work for believers and unbelievers alike all across this planet? It is available in the English language. It's available in Spanish as well. And this month, we are encouraging Basic Gospel Nation to help spread the word of God's grace to as many people as possible by buying copies of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, buying a copy with a person in mind, a person that you want to share the grace of God with, and then once you receive your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, to pass it on to them and say, here's a resource that can help you understand how the Christian life is really supposed to work. Here's a resource that can help you understand why grace is the only way that you and I can be saved, why grace is the only way to live out the Christian life. So we want to get this book in as many people's hands as possible this month, and we are asking you, as a listener of Basic Gospel, as a member of Basic Gospel Nation, to step up and say, hey, I want to help. I want to help get the word out to as many people as possible. So if that's you, we invite you to visit SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. That's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. And order your copy or order multiple copies. There's a discount for quantities of five or more. So order as many copies as you possibly can, and let's spread the word to as many people as we can this particular month to help celebrate the five-year anniversary of the release of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, now back to our study. I'm Bob Christopher. This is Basic Gospel. This is our teaching edition. We're on page 15 of the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace study guide, and we're talking about repentance today. So Paul's mindset was anti-Christ, was anti-gospel, was anti-the way. He had gotten letters from the high priest to go to Damascus and to arrest any man or any woman who belonged to the way and bring them back to Jerusalem bound. That's why he went to Damascus. So he was not on board in his thinking or in his belief concerning Jesus Christ. And then he was stopped dead in his tracks by a blinding light, and he heard a voice in that light saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? So let's take a look at this. Let's dissect this just for a moment. Who initiated this bright light? Jesus did. This light came from God himself, and it stopped Paul dead in his tracks. So repentance, this change of mind that happens in you and me, is something that is initiated by God himself. It's not something that we do on our own. Our minds are never going to change concerning Jesus Christ if it's up to us to change them. We need the grace of God. We need God himself to initiate, to take the first step, to stop us dead in our tracks so that we can begin to see things from God's perspective, so that the gospel message can open up our eyes to see the reality of God's plan for us in the person and work of Jesus Christ. So whom did Paul encounter? We see this in verse 5. And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. So whom did Paul encounter in this bright light on that road to Damascus when he was stopped dead in his tracks? He encountered the person of Jesus Christ. So what do our minds need to be changed in regards to the person and work of Jesus Christ? John said in his gospel account that the Holy Spirit was going to come into this world, and the Holy Spirit was going to prove the world wrong about three things: sin, righteousness, and judgment. Concerning sin, because the world does not believe in Jesus. So we need our minds changed concerning Jesus. Our sin, the core of our sin, the heart of our sin, we miss the mark concerning Jesus Christ. We were unbelievers. Our hearts were looking everywhere else but to Jesus. That was the root of our problem. So we need our minds, we need our belief system changed in regard to Jesus Christ. Well, before that can happen, we need to encounter Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul did. He encountered Jesus Christ. Jesus initiated this meeting. Jesus Christ initiated this encounter with the Apostle Paul, who was Saul at that particular time. And in initiating, he was able to open the eyes of Saul to see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, how did Jesus answer Paul's question? Who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. So Paul once thought that persecuting the church was something that God condoned. Now, how did this encounter with Jesus change his thinking? Well, he realized in this question, this simple question that Jesus asked of Paul, and then Paul's response with a question, and then Jesus' answer with that, he realized that his persecution of the church, in doing that, he was really persecuting God himself. He was persecuting God's Son, Jesus Christ. And when that hit his heart, he had a change of mind. Everything changed at that moment in time for the Apostle Paul. Now, the same is true for you and for me. When the gospel message, when somebody delivers the gospel message to us, our eyes get opened to the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And when we see Christ for who he is, when we see Christ for what he's accomplished for us, our minds change and our hearts go from unbelieving hearts to believing hearts. So that is what repentance is all about. So our hearts, before we knew Jesus Christ, were firmly established in the ways of this world. When the gospel hit our hearts, it changed us. And now God has moved our hearts from this world and has placed our hearts centered in Jesus Christ. That's what it means to repent. So there's a change of belief. There's a change of mind. That's what happens through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what happens when we encounter the grace of God and the person of Jesus Christ. Repentance takes place. Now, oftentimes we hear people say, time and time again, we hear pastors preach it from pulpits, repentance is a turning away from sin. You have to turn away from sin before you can receive Jesus Christ. Well, that's not what happened with Paul. Jesus just showed up in his life. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. And Jesus said, I am the door. I am all of these things, the bread of life. I am everything that you need. And at that moment in time, Paul changed his mind concerning Jesus. And in changing his mind concerning Jesus and having his heart planted firmly in the person and work of Christ, there was a turning away of everything that he cherished in his life. So this turning to Jesus, in turning to Jesus, there is naturally or supernaturally a turning away from your old way of life. So anytime anyone receives Jesus Christ, their heart has been changed, their mind has been changed concerning Jesus, and in turning to him and calling upon the name of the Lord, in trusting Jesus Christ and his work through his death, burial, and resurrection, there is this supernatural turning powered by the grace of God away from your old way of life to a new way of life in Jesus Christ. That's what repentance is all about. So we need to look at it from, I think, the positive side of it, that Jesus steps into our lives, he initiates, he takes the first step, he opens up our eyes so that we can see him for who he is. We can see his death for us, his burial for us, his resurrection for us. And in seeing that, we can respond to his offer of grace and life with faith. So repentance is an element of faith, and it's all brought about by the grace of God. He initiates, we respond by grace through faith. Now, what is God's plan for us? God's plan for us is not self-improvement. God is not interested in making us better and improving us over time. No, he is interested in us dying in Christ, being buried in Christ, and then being raised to walk in the newness of life. That is the plan of God carried out by Jesus Christ himself. Repentance is having our minds changed in such a way that they are now aligned with the plan of God for us through the person of Jesus Christ. That's true repentance. Well, we'll pick up next week on page 16, and we will continue Paul's story, and then we will take a deep look at what Jesus claims about himself and being the resurrection and the life. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you. If you haven't picked up your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, or the study guide, we encourage you to do so by visiting SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. Again, that's SimpleGospelSimplyGrace.com. And now for our entire team here at Basic Gospel, have a great weekend in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll